Blog Talk Radio.
Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion. Inner Side, Tuesday night, open mic, live. The program where you can pick your own subject, keep it clean, and don't get into trouble on the air. All right. I guess by now everybody heard about the Facebook episode, how they're saying that a lot of things on Facebook are hurting people mentally, and a lot of things children shouldn't see or shouldn't be exposed to. Well, you see, this is what happens. People get greedy. So you've got to adjust that. Pass new laws. It's been, what, 25 years since Facebook has been out? But another example of how the government comes forward to protect people. But it doesn't protect those of us who are disabled. Very, very bad with that. Got a case now where they wouldn't let me on the accessor ride, New York City. 6 years going on, you know, with my guide dog. 6 years. No protection, you know. The government ought to slam those people and have strict laws and protect us. You know, they protect everybody else, but not us. People go into nursing homes, they got to give them all their money, got to get their, you know, take your assets, whatever you got. No protection on that. So, yeah, government has to do a lot more. And if it's going to protect, well, it should protect all people. All right. One of the biggest questions in my mind now, Service Dog Month is over. How many people during the month of September have been denied service dogs? Where's that information? How come you can't access that information on the Google, on the World Wide Web? Try it. See if you can find it. How many people have been denied service dog during the month of September without a law to protect them? All right. Inner Side, open mic. And let's see, brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady down in Tom's River, New Jersey, right down there. And we salute her and honor her for saving the lives of Akitas and helping people to adopt them and, you know, give them a good home. Great, great dog, the Akita. You get the right one, they're very loyal. 609-388-7004, Big East, AkitaRescue.org. Give them a call. I sent in, when we sent in a text message to Joanne offering help from the pictures that the news took of my working guide dog in honor of Guide Dog Month. If we can demonstrate how the dog works, maybe down in New Jersey through the Akita Rescue, of course she is an Akita, maybe we can help them raise some funds to feed those dogs. So we're going to see. We stand ready to help. Inner Sight. We appreciate the people who help us, like Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186, and my buddy Anthony Kennedy, and his recent pledge of $100, I believe it is. Greatly appreciate that. All right, all the beautiful children of the world, Corey, Avante, Little Tommy, Baby Royalty, Ollie Campbell, to mention a few who have passed away. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner sight reminds you. Protect the children. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? We got a good number for you. Nobody Starved on Long Island is the name of the organization. Give you the number in a minute. And my buddy Gary runs it. So give Gary a call. Dog food, cat food, medical. And the number is 631-484-3085. So keep that number handy if you need food for your animal. 631-484-3085. Tell them you heard about it on Inner Sight, because Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Our Inner Sight number is 631-224-3090. All right, this is Open Mic, the program where people can call in and talk about whatever they want. And let's see, what else we got? Some of the people who have helped us: Sunset Restaurant, Beccaro's Italian Tavern, Good Mojo Printers, the Ice Slip Cleaners, local here, some of the people that have donated, Suffolk Bus Corp. And we're still looking to match that $2,000 that they donated to us back in July over the summer. So anybody out there who would like to match it, check out the pictures of my guide dog on, you can use that for an excuse to match the money. Suffolk News online with the pictures of my guide dog. Check them out. Inner Sight Open Mic. And we'll hopefully get the phones open soon so people can call in. I heard on the news that the government, there are three things right now, three very important things: the infrastructure, fixing up, and the default on the debt. Keep the government open. So President Biden right now is in a very, very delicate position. You know, he's got to pull this country together, and otherwise they're saying the economic situation is going to get very bad. And what he should do is give us more stimulus. People need that. We need more stimulus. I don't know why they stopped it. If the government can send money overseas to help people and fund all those different things, they could help us. So hopefully the message will get through. I understand that there's a petition of a couple of million names of people who want more stimulus to work with. So wake up, Mr. President, and all the other politicians. The entire Congress, Senate and the House, wake up. Give us that stimulus. People need to have some good feelings about politicians. And that's one of the ways they can do it, to show that they care about us. You're going through hard times? Give us that stimulus. All right, Inner Sight, Open Mic, and we hope to have engineer on board. I'm going to wait till she comes on to tell you, to talk about the new program that starts up tomorrow night here on InnerSight. But I want to have her on the air, Suzanne, before I comment on that. Yeah.
Hello.
So, oh, there you are. Good.
Yes.
Yeah, so I was just going to tell people that tomorrow night you make your InnerSight debut.
Yes, I do.
As a host of a show. And I gotta say to the public, you know, you listen to this show, I'm sure you've heard me get riled up at Suzanne, but it's not belligerent. It's not that kind of a thing. It's not, you know.
No, it is.
Sometimes she can't hear, and sometimes I don't realize that, and it can be a mix-up when you're on the air like that, you know. But I got to tell you, I think that she's the best person to do this show that we're starting tomorrow night to close down the nursing homes, get rid of them. And if you listen to the show tomorrow night, you'll hear how we're gonna we have an idea how to do that in such a way that it doesn't hurt anybody, including the people who own the nursing homes.
That's correct.
So we'll explain that tomorrow night. And you know, if people want to do a great thing for this country and promote a great image to the world, get rid of these nursing homes. They're horrible.
Yeah.
They're horrible. So we have an idea how to help people, not only the residents, people who work in these places. And we'll talk about that more tomorrow night. But Suzanne's going to be there. I'll be co-host on that show.
Yeah, you will be. That's great.
So I'm proud to do it. All right, InnerSight, you got an Able News?
Yes, but
do we have
I'm going to play it off
let's
of my
the Able News.
Phone. Yeah. Okay, give me 1 second.
All right.
I'm play it off the phone. Oh, here it is. Okay, and here it comes. It's
here's
quiet.
A message from Able News.
That's right.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of...
Huh? What happened? Including a calendar of events. There it went. Including a calendar of events. Okay. And we also have a personals page that boasts 2 marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items. And also, they have their subscription. You can actually get subscription online. And actually, with that subscription, you go to ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription today. I got to look up and see what happened now. With working.
All right, so we had a little technical difficulty on the recorded announcement, but we'll fix that and work on that. And in the meantime, thank you for that. Don't forget to sign the petitions. You know, the one on the service dog school and then the one on the nursing home, nursing facilities.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll be hearing a lot more about that on Wednesday nights from now on. That's going to be a standard show every Wednesday. Get rid of the nursing homes.
Yes,
it's called
thank you.
Nursing Homes Out of Sight, presented by InnerSight.
That's right.
All right. We want to get rid of them. We don't need them.
Yeah. No, we don't.
They're an embarrassment to this country, too.
Not only an embarrassment, it's like they don't want to see us. They don't want to, you know, it's like they're putting us aside. That's how I feel, you know. That bothers
me. Well, like your aunt said on the phone the other
night,
I
know.
They want to put me away.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
she
the feeling.
Yeah.
That people have.
So sad. So sad.
You know? I got a call from a guy, a good friend of mine from a nursing home years ago now. I don't even know if he's still alive. And he was, you know, coherent and all that. He got older, and they stuck him in a nursing home. And he wanted to get out. He says, I don't want to be here. Get me out, you know. I went to visit him, you know, and then he evidently got ill, and I don't know if he's still alive. But it was a long time ago. My buddy Marty.
Oh, Marty, I think you told me about Marty. Yeah.
But there's a million people like that in this country.
At least.
You know. Who need help. And we'll talk about it more tomorrow night. This is open mic. 213-816-1650. You can create your own subject if you call in. Talk about whatever you want. We have any callers
yes.
on the line?
Yes, we do. We have Anthony, and I'm going to go back to that area and speak.
Anyone else or just Anthony?
Just Anthony right now.
Oh, all right.
Hold on. Let me just refresh it to be sure. Yes, Anthony.
All right. So, Anthony on open mic, one of our regular callers.
Yes, we. Yes. Here he comes.
Hi, Suzanne.
Hello.
Hi, Frank. How are you?
Hey, how
good,
you doing?
Good.
I'm okay, just taking it easy. So about this whole Facebook thing, I think that there are probably some things that they could do to protect children from saying certain things that they shouldn't. But as far as the adults that are mentally ill, I mean, there's only so much, you know, a person can be sheltered from that. I mean, we don't know their mental illness, and I really, you know, think that they can, you know, find something that offends them outside. Somebody can say something, you know, something can bother them. Something can really make them emotional, depressed, make them suicidal, make them this, make them that. I mean, you know, if you're that concerned about it, then you shouldn't be on Facebook. You know, it's a public forum, and, you know, whenever you go on public forums, people say all kind of things, and you know, people know that. And it just gets on my nerves that somebody works for Facebook for how long, and then after you finish working for them, you know, you want to trash the company because you want attention for yourself. And, you know, it reminds me of these people that work for people and then have these tell-all books. I mean, you danced with the devil for how many years, and then you want to, you know, then you want to talk about them like they're garbage. And, you know, it reminds me of that book by Katie Couric, Going There. You know, she made millions off of being a sunshine girl and, you know, having a smiley face and all that, and everyone thought that, you know, she was such a sweet person. And, you know, I have a feeling that, you know, and you can kind of tell if you pay attention to her personality, that she's a very spoiled, stuck-up person with a bad attitude. And a lot of these celebrities that they, you know, promote to have nice personalities and things like that with warm and friendly smiles, you know, are really witches off the air. And, you know, it's like, you know, she's at the end of her career and she's made her millions and she's made as much as she probably was going to make. So now, you know, she has to do something to draw attention to herself and try and make some more money because maybe her money is running out. And, you know, you can really see these people rolling their eyes and things like that. And, you know, I mean, I am not insensitive toward mentally ill people, but I sort of feel like, you know, some people expect the world to over-coddle them too much.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, they're adults, and, you know, whatever's going to be in the world is going to be in the world. The world has been that way for years. You know, I mean, what are you going to do if something bothers you, you know, offends you, I'm sorry, but, you know, you move on. And, you know, I mean, I just kind of feel like everything about the way we live, you know, somebody expects us to change. you know, from, you know, what the way Facebook is written, you know, is run to, you know, the straws that we drink not being healthy for the environment and this and that, and, you know, the food that we eat, the trans fats are not healthy, so you can't have, you know, any taste in the food. You have to wear masks now when you go out everywhere, and, you know, then they've got this Delta variant that is supposed to be stronger than the vaccine, and, you know, get your booster, oh, no, do this, do that. You know, we thought that that was strong enough.
Anything's stronger than the vaccine.
Yeah, and, you know, and it's like, you know, the world we live in, you know, all our freedoms are gone, and, you know, the simple life that we lived is gone, and, oh, this is bad for the environment, this is pollution, this is that. I mean, the world is already
use tea tree oil. Don't put it in your eyes or around your mouth, but you use tea tree oil for a cologne, and the virus won't come near you.
Yeah, that's what I say. You know, just buy a can, you know, one of those little bottles of Off, and then if any insects come near you, just keep spraying, and it'll disable their wings. You don't worry about it. You know.
That's right.
But, you know, I just feel like, you know, I wish that we lived in simpler times. And like I've already said about the mentally ill, I think that, you know, medication is overprescribed and everything is overdone. And, you know, every, you know, person that comes into a psychiatrist's office doesn't need medication, and they're just concerned about people committing suicide.
Well, how many of these how many of these medications have made people worse and caused them to go off the deep end? They don't talk about that.
Yeah, and then they say, well, we have to do something. And then you take medication for mental illness, and then it gives you all kind of side effects, you know, that causes organ damage and stuff like that, tremors, and you know, you sleep all day, and you can't function, and you can't live a normal life, and then here comes the home health aid, and how many hours are you going to get, and, you know, no one's just given normal counseling, someone to talk to. They, you know, ask you a million questions, and, you know, everybody's so afraid of being sued that they just want to over-medicate you and make you a zombie so they don't have to worry about it. I mean, I'm not going to say that all therapists are like that, but I don't feel like they have people's best interests at heart. And I feel that, you know, they sit there and they hear so many people's situation and circumstances that they become lethargic from it, and people sometimes are lonely, you know, maybe they've lost a relative or you know, whatever their situation is, or they're sickly, or, you know, elderly and, you know, don't get out, or whatever it might be. And the situation is carried away by them, you know, because of that, and they help people soak in sorrow instead of making them feel better and, you know, encouraging them to do things to uplift themselves and, you know, engage in hobbies and try and be around people more and things like that. And, you know, it's all a big business to me. I mean, you know, medication over prescription, come to my office, see me twice a week. You know, it's all part of it, you know what I mean? Disabled, go into a nursing home, you know.
A lot of money goes to mental hygiene.
Yeah, mental hygiene, but it's not mental hygiene. It's pollution of the body. You know,
oh, I agree with that.
That's all it really is. I mean, we don't know what's in these medications. They've been prescribing them for years. You know, God knows how many milligrams, and you know, and you have to take it. You have to take it. Otherwise, you know, we're not going to see you. Instead of going, the person going to a counselor. You know, I don't know. I mean, and everything somebody says, oh, that's a mental disorder. Oh, we have to be careful. Oh, I think she can help. Oh, this or that, you know. And it's all big business for the, you know, for them to make money and insurance companies to make money off of mental health programs and call people at home and check on them and make sure they're okay and all that. And that's all life's really about with them. And it's a shame.
Yeah, how about the one where if you don't take your meds and check in with the center once a week or whatever it is, they can cut your check off.
Yes, they can.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, they
that's
can.
Crazy.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
Wow.
One mother told me who has two mentally disabled sons.
I guess that's because if you don't get help, then they don't believe that you have a mental illness, because a lot of people try to fraud SSI, you know, and you know, do something that we can't say on the air, you know, BS them and, you know, just try and get free money, and their family members live off the money.
Yeah,
that's
but how
for
about the people who want to be treated in another way rather than with the poisonous drugs?
Yeah, you have no alternative. That's the way that they believe that you have to be treated, and if you don't, goodbye. You know.
Well,
yeah.
I'm gonna
that's
say
why,
about that. If you don't.
That's
care.
Why the virus got turned loose in this country.
Yeah. Well, what happened
you know?
With me? Now I have. I'm gonna be straight about this. I have anxiety and I have depression, and the two just don't really mix too well. When I take medicine for it, it makes my hands shake. It makes me throw things because of the jerky movements of my hand. I have to take another medicine to stop that stuff. It's lovely when you have to take a medicine to stop, you know, a thing that you really don't want to be doing, you know, and taking in the first place. But here's what they threaten you with all the time, which is really sad, that they threaten you with, you know, oh, you don't take this medicine will put you in a mental institution. Oh, yeah? What? It doesn't make sense, you know? And I never want to be one, ever. So you just do what they say, which is sad, too. And
yeah,
me, take
enough of that medicine, it takes away your life.
It does.
What gives them the right to make that threat? You have to be, you know, evaluated by, you know, a psychiatrist and all that before they put you in a, you get
well,
to be a threat to yourself.
I wasn't. Nope. I went to,
Or others?
I'm sorry?
I said, or others?
No, I wasn't. To neither. I only at one point was severely depressed and that they were really worried about me. But after that, I was okay. The medicine, you know, not as much as they want to put me on, but just a little bit, you know, would have sufficed. No. I'm on three different medicines just for that anxiety and depression. Do I need to be on all that? Probably not.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm having the toughest of times to stop it, you know.
Yeah, it's a real shame, Suzanne. You know, I try to keep my body pure of all that stuff.
Me too.
You know, as much as
believe
possible
me.
Because...
Yeah, and you know, it's the saddest thing when you know that your body would be so much healthier if you weren't on all that medicine. I know for a fact it would be.
Yeah, I know that too, but you can't tell them anything, you know, like that. They go to school and this is what they teach them and it's drilled into their brain and you can't tell them any different.
Oh, I know that for a fact. I remember we had to tell people when I was going into school for nutrition and we had to literally tell people do not use vitamins, use the food specifically as opposed to taking vitamins because the vitamins weren't standardized. Well, standardize the damn vitamins because all your food sources don't have enough of the vitamins in it. And people are going left and right with deficiencies. You know, of course we all know that there are fat-soluble vitamins and not to, you know, take too much of them. You should, you know, that should be clearly indicated on, you know, the bottles. Yes, and it is, as a matter of fact. But yet, you know, they taught us and they drilled it into us not to give, you know, or tell people about, you know, vitamins and stuff like that. But people would ask all the time. You know, see... So
in the site, excuse me, open mic, 213-816. 1650. And what, you want to say one more thing, Anthony?
Yeah, they don't want to, they're not going to do anything to go against the grain. So
that's
even
right.
If there is, you know, organic medication or whatever it might be that you could take, they are taught pharmaceuticals, and pharmaceuticals is what they're going to jam down your throat until you die, and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that happens faster with the pharmaceuticals.
Of course.
Yeah.
All right. Inner Sight. Thank you, Anthony.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Suzanne. Take care.
Oh, no problem.
We're
going to go to the show tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah,
oh,
we're going to move
bye-bye.
On with the open mic.
Thank you.
Television tomorrow night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. And Thursday on the Long Island Cable, they call it Altice now, 7:30, Channel 20. Thursday, island-wide. So give us a look. And that's the television. Friday night, the funnies will be here. You know, we'll have a lot of fun.
Yes, we will.
Friday night. And Louie will be here Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm going to see if he can play us a mambo. I want to do the Jackie Gleason skit from the one they did with the mambo.
Oh, the dancer. Yeah, I remember.
Let's see if Louie can.
Oh, yeah.
Play a mumble beat on if you got the drum out, you know.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, and don't forget, tomorrow night, a new program on Inner Sight to get rid of the nursing homes and give people their freedom, let them be in their own home for whatever time they have. All right. So tomorrow night and every Wednesday night, we're going to pull out all the plugs and try to get as many people as we can who have been affected by nursing homes, people in nursing homes, people who work there, any connection.
To a nursing
home.
You
can remain anonymous who want to come on the program or who tells us their story, and we'll tell it.
Exactly.
You know, we'll work for the program. And we also, we're going to appeal to Congress to amend the ADA to make every eligible apartment accessible so people can get out of the nursing home.
It's true.
Every apartment. That has to be amended, you know. None of this percentage stuff. That doesn't work.
Yeah.
Every place
should be accessible.
Should be accessible, and for everyone. So that's another thing. We'll be talking about that in the coming weeks on the Wednesday night. Get out of sight with the nursing homes, presented by Inner Sight. All
right.
Is that how the title's going to read?
Yeah, well, at a site, get rid of nursing homes by Inner Sight. I believe what we had. Yeah.
Out of sight. Get rid of nursing homes.
Yeah.
All right. And Suzanne will be the host of that show.
Yes.
All right. Tomorrow night, 8 to 9 on Blog Talk Radio. You won't hear any other show that I know of that is advocating to get rid of the nursing homes and with a solution, not just get rid of them and do nothing to help the people. You know, we will explain that solution to you.
Definitely.
All right, open mic. Anybody out there, 213-816-1650 if you want to create your own subject and call in. And boy, I tell you, a lot of these space companies are not doing good by the Earth. You know, the one guy I don't even remember the name of his company, but it was said that his plant where they make the ships or get them ready or, you know, very, very toxic. I heard that yesterday on the news. And now they're giving out a lot of these, not giving out, but they're selling a lot of these cars, these electric cars. And a few weeks ago, they had some safety group on the news that monitors these things, obviously. And they're saying that these cars are not safe, that they can burst into fire.
Is that Tesla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So people need to really make sure that these things are safe before they put them out.
Definitely.
You know? Because who knows what's going to happen now, those cars on the road. I mean, that's crazy. They said it happens when the car self-drives itself.
Oh, wow.
You know, when you push a button.
For it to self-drive.
And you don't have to drive. Now, to me, that's very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad enough when somebody does drive. Imagine when they don't.
Right.
That's got to be worse.
You can only see this craziness, you know. They had some states, they require a driver to be present, which I'm happy about that. But, you know, you got to take that into consideration when you're making the thing. You got to make sure everything is okay, you know.
Well, there's somebody in the car, but they're not driving. The car drives itself.
Of course, yeah.
It's my understanding.
Yeah, it does. Exactly
yeah.
What you're saying.
So, I don't know if every state is going to allow that.
No, some of the states are, that's not allowed.
Well, that's good. So what's the person going to do? Now they have this option in the car. And,
it's not allowed without a person there in case the car goes funky, basically.
Well, Why would a person want to run a car with nobody in it? It doesn't make sense.
Well, they're trying to get it where I would hope, but, you know, think about the trolley car. That's something that runs on its own. I'm thinking that they wanted to get things situated and have it like a sort of like a trolley car. I don't know if they're going to have it where people, you know, are actually, you know, able to have it along the track. I don't think so. But it's really interesting how they never, you know, did anything in regards to, you know, how, you know, this burning caught up in flames and stuff like that. That I would never want to be part of that. You know, that's something that scares the living daylights out of me, honestly.
They should not have the self-driving feature.
Well,
I don't agree with that.
Well,
that
if they
should
have
not
it,
be
they
part
have
of the car.
Well, if they do have it, they should have it where it's been tested, you know, completely and things are safe. You know, that.
Well, yeah, well, evidently they didn't do enough of that. If they're having
right.
some of these cars burst into flame.
Which is crazy, you know.
You know?
Very crazy. You know?
So, you know, it's all, it unfortunately, it's all about money.
I agree.
These cars are very expensive, remember?
Yes, they are.
So, it's about people that have the money, and it's about making the money, and it's about attracting people.
Yeah.
Who think that it's so cool that they can push a button.
And their car drives
And the
them?
Car drives itself.
I don't know if I like that idea.
I mean, that's
and
crazy.
And I'm visually impaired.
You know?
I feel very uncomfortable with that thought.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Because what is the person or people doing while the car is driving itself? See? See what comes into play there?
Yeah. Obviously not having their hands on the wheel.
Yeah, in my opinion.
They
could be engaged in other activities.
That's right. Which
and
is
not watching
that,
whatever has to be watched.
Yeah.
You know? So. And the other thing is, how are the authorities going to be able to tell, let's say, in a state where it's outlawed, how are the authorities going to be able to tell that the car is driving itself?
That's true. I agree with that.
I think there should be a signal on the outside of the car indicating that. I don't know if there is.
Like a red light or something.
Sure. This car has no driver. And what about audio? Let people know
that
who can't see.
Yeah. That's a good point.
You know, if the car is self-driving itself and a blind person trying to cross the street, shouldn't they know?
Oh, yeah.
Along with everybody else that this car does not have a driver?
Yeah.
I mean, this is insanity. You know, they're setting us up. If they don't put all these built-in things in for everybody, they're setting us up for more trouble.
That's true.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
So there's a whole bunch of happenings going on here that need to be looked at and remedied. And I bet you any money that they built these cars without us, the disabled, in mind.
Oh, no. Yeah, I agree with you.
You know, I'll bet you any money that there's no audio on them.
Yeah.
I'll bet you any money they're not accessible.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Well, there you go again, leaving us out, see? Now, if I'm wrong, somebody call 213-816-1650. Are these automated cars accessible? Do they have audio on them to let blind and disabled people know and learning disabled and autistic people know that there's a vehicle without a driver?
No.
These are very serious questions. Are they being addressed? Have they been addressed?
Yeah.
All right, open mic. Inner sight. And, you know, we need to protect everybody in doing these things. Not leave people out. That's been the problem all the way down from the centuries. So what did you say? There was something about the history of disability?
Yeah.
Where did you see that?
I believe that was in Able News or on that. No,
oh,
I know where that
Able,
was.
Yeah.
Either in Able or in the website that I clicked on.
Some kind of a column.
Yeah.
There's somebody who's doing it, you know?
It was actually in that. Where did I see that? Now I gotta look. Give me a second. Hold on. Yeah.
Anyway, I would hope that in that column they would make the point that the government and the agencies, you know, if you go back, left us out.
Oh, they did.
From all these structures and when they built them and, you know. That should be part of that column. And the point needs to be made in that column. For that reason, they owe us.
Yeah.
You know? Because you go back and you see how things were built. They left us out. And the stupid ADA says that if you go back beyond a certain year, that you don't have to make the place accessible. They left us out there, too. What the hell kind of a thing is that?
Yeah.
That law doesn't help us.
No.
Was it 18-something? I forget the year. Anything made 18, forget what it is, back in the 1800s.
Yeah.
Does not have to be made or cannot be made accessible.
Well, that's
now, I don't know why they did that. Why did they limit us?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I see something here, and it's on the New York, from the New York Times, actually. Nothing about us without us. And it says 16 moments in the fight for disability rights, and it actually has a full article. And then they go back to the 1990s, too, when American with Disabilities Act came about. But it's so funny that they have people here fighting right in front of the courthouse and right in front of Congress. And yet...
Who wrote that story? Got a name?
Oh, Associated Press, Jeff Markowitz, sorry.
Markowitz?
Markowitz, yeah.
That's an Associated Press story. I wonder if there's anything in there about guide dog.
I don't know. I don't see it.
You know. But, you know, anyone who does a story or a demonstration, you know, should make the point that this law must be strengthened and there's got to be money behind it. And it should be a total remedy for those of us who are disabled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and anyone who's dealing with these things and doesn't make that point, to me, is not doing a good job. You know, I mean, it's just horrible how we're left out. What was that, New York Times? That was, what the today's paper?
Like, yeah? Yeah, it does say, hold on, I don't know the date. The
guy's name was Markowitz?
Yeah, Markowitz. Oh, this was published recently, July 22nd, 2020.
Oh.
And it was about the fight on disability and the 16 moments that the movement just, you know, basically isn't a movement at that point, you know. How could you do it without us, basically, is what they're saying.
Yeah. Well.
They even have in here for people with, you could click play, and it reads it to you. Finally. Where to find that,
yeah.
God only knows. If you are totally blind, you can't find that on the page. It should,
yeah,
like,
but that's from July.
Yeah.
That's back.
Oh, they have a picture of Ray Charles on this page.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. In 1970.
Yeah. Ray just had a birthday.
Yeah, I know. Heavenly birthday.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's interesting. Remember they had the particular thing called, the movie called Joker, and it was a mentally ill loner, the movie about a mentally ill loner? Well, that's basically...
I don't remember that.
Yeah. It's a movie that they had out recently. About a mentally
1970 was just around the time I met Ray.
Yeah. And they were talking about B.B. King, Stevie Wonder, Robert Winters. they all, you know, lack disabled musicians, they said.
I never met Winters, but I met Steve and B.B. King.
Yeah. I met B.B. King, actually. I was at a store in the city, and I needed to get specialized shoes for my bracing because they were crushing my toes, and I was afraid I'd lose my toes. So I was sitting there waiting for somebody to measure my feet and put... He was there also, and he was getting his shoes altered, too. I just looked at him, I said, "You're B.B. King, aren't you?" So I said to him, he goes, "Yeah, I am." I go, "How you doing?" Like I was talking to my best bud. He was really that down to earth, Frank.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy. I met him.
Very nice guy. Yeah.
In the 70s, I think it was.
Oh, yeah.
Early
70s.
Really
nice guy. Very
nice. Of course, Stevie has changed considerably, I'm sorry to say.
Yeah.
You know, he used to be a outgoing, different type of guy, and now he's only wound up in his money.
You know, certain people, you know, once they get money, unfortunately, it changes them. And it's, it is. Maybe one day.
All right, Inner Sight, open mic, 213-816-1650. Anybody on the line? Anybody out there?
Let me take a quick looky. Okay, here we are.
Open mic.
And
talk about whatever
you
Louis.
Want. Oh, you knew
Oh, yeah,
Louis.
Let's get Louie in here.
Yeah, I noticed.
Louie the
here
Lip. On Inner
hey,
Sight
Live. Louis.
Hello, everybody.
Hi,
hey.
How you doing?
How you doing, Friday, Suzanne? How are you?
Good. Tomorrow is my show. You could call in if
What's
you'd like for a little bit.
Your show?
Yeah.
Well, on the same phone number or on a different show?
Yep. Same phone number, same everything.
Okay, your own show without Frank Perino?
No, he's going to be my co-host tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
We're doing
I'll
it about
right.
Oh. Yeah, and how we're getting rid of them. Okay?
Yeah,
do you have anybody
I know.
Who you know in a nursing home?
Oh, me?
Yeah, do you know anybody who's gone into a nursing home and
whose guy will
upset?
Be in a nursing home?
Oh, no, I don't never want to be in one either.
Yeah, not me either. Hey, Frank Perino, last time I was on this line, you spoke to Caroline on the line on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it was a while ago. Huh?
Yeah,
I haven't heard her.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah, I remember Caroline.
Sweet
I think that's Caroline I heard
Caroline.
On the phone last time.
Yeah, maybe she'll call. That's cute.
Yeah. Hey, Louie, listen, Friday night, can you play me a mamba beat?
Ooh, that'd be nice.
On the conga
drum? I got to line up for the four conga drums so I can get the right beat.
Yeah. I want to get a mamba beat because I'm going to do a little... Jackie Gleason, you know, Carlos teaching through the mamba, huh?
Yeah.
I remember that show, right?
Yeah. So I want to do a little takeoff on that, you know?
Rosanna
Dennis is going to do
the
mamba.
Matter of record. The matter of record episode in the Honeymooners.
Guess it was.
Rosanna Dennis is going to do the mamba on the moon.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Yeah. Rosanna Dennis, or maybe Taurasi, Suzanne. I'm going to entertain Suzanne Taurasi voice. I'm entertaining.
Okay, sounds good.
Going to do the wheelchair mamba.
Okay. I like
no,
that.
No,
I went to
a
dance one time.
A wheelchair, me?
Hold it.
Okay.
I went to a dance one time.
Uh-huh.
Everybody was in wheelchairs. I almost got
really?
Killed.
Yeah, because they dance. They really do. Jeez.
One girl
whiz.
Said to me, "You want to dance?" I said, "No, I like living."
Yeah. Was she in a power chair or a regular
wheelchair? It looked like it was going pretty fast to me.
So then that was a power chair. Oh, boy. They're usually close to 700 pounds, Frank, the wheelchair.
Oh, man. That was the craziest party I ever went to in my life. Hey, Louie, what are we going to do Friday night? Give us a little rundown. Come on.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, señoras y señores. Yo soy Louie Rivera Jr. Make sure you're turning on a Friday night at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9 o'clock on the nose, with Rosanna Dana and a cotton swab. And then Jerry Lewis will take you to a trip to the bathroom and kill the coronavirus pandemic with a swab and tickle your fancy and your belly button, too.
Okay. We're going to have the Mamba Beat, and we're going to have Rudy Valley.
Rudy Valley?
Really? Rodo Valentino or something like
that's
that. This is Jerry Lewis talking to on the ringy-ringy here.
Yeah, Rudo Valentino.
There you go.
Yeah.
I remember
Rudo
when he was
Valentino.
On the...
Rudo Valentino, yeah, Cherie, yeah.
Yeah. He was on the Lucy show one night.
Yeah.
You know, and they told him, somebody said, oh, sorry, sir, but we're closed. You can't come in here. He said, they all realize who I am. Well, yeah, we know who you are, but I am Rudo Valentino. I call whatever I want. He started singing.
Sweet Caroline, good time never see so good. I didn't climb to be living with a real low.
Caroline sounds like she's drunk.
It sounds
like. Yeah, sometimes, yeah, it's drunk, yeah, sweet.
All right, Friday night,
yep.
8 to 9 on the Frolics.
That's right.
Louie will be here.
And
hey, thanks a lot, Lou.
Okay.
Thank
By the way, I'm going to give you the flying. We're going to do a flying saucer. We have to have these records for your special one. The report out of a flying saucer came to in sight to the block rail to the cotton
okay.
swab that tickled your fancy in the lady bathroom.
Oh. Okay.
All right. Friday night from Mars.
Friday night.
I love you, Suzanne.
Oh, I love you too, Lou. Be good, okay?
You're going to do your show. When are you going to do your show?
Tomorrow.
I think I'll check it out. I'll call you.
Okay. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
All
love
right.
You,
you take care.
Okay, right. Bye-bye.
And we got a few minutes left. 213-816-1650. You have about a minute to say what you want if you call in. Tomorrow night, the big show about how to get rid of the nursing homes, how it will work for everyone and help everyone.
Yes.
And we'll explain that, what our idea is tomorrow night. And... you know, we're going to do it every Wednesday. We're going to keep on doing it until it happens.
That's right.
We're going to approach
people. Yeah.
Yeah. We're going to send letters out to corporations.
That's right.
I want to make that part of the campaign to try to get the money to start the Volunteers for Freedom, because that's how it's going to work. And we'll explain that tomorrow night. Inner Sight, I want to thank Suzanne, co-host, engineer. Join her tomorrow night on the How to Get Rid of the Nursing Homes, Out of Sight with Inner Sight.
Yeah, that's right.
Tomorrow night. All right. Thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled. Our phone number is 631-224-3090. Be with you tomorrow night. And Inner Sight. Everybody needs some more of that. We all need more Inner Sight.
That's right.
Give us more. Thank you for listening.
All right.
Inner Sight around the world. Be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Good night, everybody.
Inner Sight.
Good night, everyone.